The SPS-30 is an advanced particulate matter PM sensor from Sensirion that uses laser scattering technology to precisely measure PM1.0, PM2.5, PM4.0, and PM10. Unlike cheaper alternatives, such as the PMS-5003 or SDS-011, the SPS-30 offers exceptional longevity, with an integrated fan self-cleaning function and a sealed dirt-resistant optical design that provides exceptional longevity. Well, in the 10 years of continuous operation that the manufacturer is ready to support, it provides detailed data on both mass concentration in micrograms per meter cubed and particle number concentration in particles per centimeter cubed, as well as an estimate of the typical particle size. It can communicate with microcontrollers via both the I2C bus and a standard UART serial port. The following presentation will focus on communication via the UART interface using the SHDLC protocol, first demonstrating support via a ready-made library, and then creating a minimalist, fully independent driver from scratch in pure C++. First, however, here is some information from the datasheet. The SPS-30 operates at a voltage of 4.5 to 5.5 volts, drawing up to 80 milliamps in measurement mode and up to 360 microamps in idle mode. There is also a sleep mode option, with a current draw of less than 50 microamps. Its dimensions are 41 by 41 by 12 millimeters. It weighs 26 grams, and the pinout is shown in the diagram. The SEL pin is used to select the operating mode. By default, when no signal is connected, UART is selected. We still need to consider the price of this sensor. There may be quite a surprise here. On Polish websites, I've even seen it for as much as 200 to 300 zloty. From China, however, you can import it for as little as 50 zloty. Still expensive, but four times better than here. Environment used: I implemented the project in the Platform.io environment, which makes managing libraries and code much easier compared to the standard Arduino IDE. I have already described it in several of my other posts, including in the PCF8574 presentation. On the hardware side, I used the cheapest ESP32 board, the DevKit V1 Type-C. Starting point: Hello World. It is always best to start with a tried and tested, working Hello World code to ensure that our board is communicating correctly with the computer. It is also useful to have an LED flashing to indicate that the code is running, and to send some data via UART to help diagnose the program. From this point, you can proceed to running the sensor. Integration via the Sensirion UART SPS-30 library. There are at least several different libraries available online for this sensor, but in this project, I have focused on the official library provided by the manufacturer. It offers full support communication and relieves us of the burden of manually parsing and checking checksums for SHDLC frames. First, we add it to the PIO, either via libraries or manually in platformio.ini. The IDE will download it automatically. Using this library to control the sensor is very straightforward. You must first initialize the serial interface. In this case, I connected the sensor to pins 22 and 23, link the sensor object to it, and then call the start measurement function. Below is the code that initializes the system, reads the serial number, and in a loop, retrieves pollution readings. Here is a screenshot from the tests. If everything has been connected correctly, the readings will be accurate. In a typical clean domestic environment, low dust concentrations in the order of single micrograms, micrograms per meter, can be expected, as shown in the log below. However, an interesting situation arises when I powered the sensor with 3.3 volts instead of the required 5 volts. In that case, the readings become completely distorted and show astronomically inflated, rubbish values. Despite this, the device's serial number is read correctly. This can be a major pitfall for beginners, because the partially correct reading lulls one into a false sense of security, even though the data is nonsense. Chart and Python. To better visualize how the sensor works, I have prepared a simple Python script using the PyQt6 and PyQtGraph libraries. To use it, we need to ensure that the ESP32 sends data in the form of a compact.